Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, and we got some big announcements coming up today. I'm just going to leave it at that. Be sure and join us here. But going back to Gavin McGinnis. Gavin, thanks for coming on short notice. I know that you'd really been playing by their rules, as you said. You told me this off-air months ago. I'm doing this as a test. I'm totally following their out-of-control rules, but it doesn't matter. An organization you founded that you're not even a part of anymore, they feared that so much that you had to be whacked on the head just as a sign of any resistance to our Antifa army will be met with total censorship.
Can you imagine if we applied any of their rules to their behavior? Can you imagine if a group of MAGA men took over the city? There was a murder there. There was a rape there. We just got news right now that they're handing out guns to people there, a full-on insurrection. Can you imagine if Trump was spying on someone else's campaign, on his competition's campaign? Can you imagine if...
By the way, back that up. I just got that 10 minutes ago, too. At CHOP, at the Autonomous Zone, they're handing out guns to resist the mayor now that she says the experiment's over. I mean, if we did this, they'd send in the Army Rangers day one.
I am canceled from YouTube for daring to offend these people. If the rules were reversed, if the roles were reversed and right was left and left was right, they'd be apoplectic. And they'd be right. They'd be right to be freaking out. This is an insurrection. And if our crimes, it's like we're responsible for 150% of the things we do wrong, and they're responsible for about 20% of the things they do wrong. It's a radical injustice.
Let me ask you this. I always ask you this. What is Pete Crazy? I think we're starting to see it, but what do you think they're going to do now? Because they've tried the COVID hoax and now the race war hoax, and you know they're not going to stop with 132 days out.
I think they're going to try, because the cases of COVID, which is a bad flu that probably killed more like 60,000, so not our worst flu season, but a fairly bad one, those are going to go up again to normal rates as they do in the fall. And so they're going to try to push for a lockdown. If America falls for that again, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, they've been disproven. In New York City, we had a rally for trans, black trans. There was 200,000 people shoulder to shoulder, barely any masks. Now, that's not atypical of these riots, these meetings, these protests. Where's the spike? It takes 2 weeks to show symptoms. And they've been rioting for 3.5-4 weeks. Where's the spike? It's been disproven. Yet you still see masks all over New York City, people driving with masks on. Are you that gullible? So they might fall for it again, and they'll push for a mail-in. And if they get a mail-in, the Dems will stand a pretty good chance of winning because they are the masters of voter fraud.
Yeah, I saw a Newsweek headline, biggest spike in Tulsa ever. It takes 14 days with incubation. People ran out hysterically, got tested. Most of them are false positives. And then they have, Trump caused the biggest spike ever. Hoax after hoax. But, again, like you said, when the left protests with hundreds of thousands, that's wonderful and beautiful. But when 6,000 show up for Trump, it's bad.
Has journalism ever been worse? Have we ever had lower quality? I was talking to a DNC, a Dem the other day, about Joe Biden. I said, I understand that you hate Trump. I get where you're coming from. But you're actually going to go and check off the Biden box? And she hadn't heard any of those speeches that he screws up. He hasn't heard where he just stops a sentence and says, I don't know. Like, the country's polarized, and one bubble is not seeing what's going on.
I watch the videos. He never can talk. I mean, even official videos he puts out, the ads he's unintelligible. I mean, the guy in the Welcome to McDonald, may I help you, is more articulate. A Down syndrome kid, God bless him, is more articulate than Joe Biden. He's like, I told me to buy me to. Listen, Gab McGinnis, we love you. We appreciate you. And we support you. And you're live at censored.tv. God bless. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now well in to the kickoff of hour number two on this June 23rd, 2020, live Tuesday transmission. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to show you the Texas law and a California law that you don't have to wear a mask. And the fact that they don't want you to see this, and I'm going to explain what's really going on. That's coming up. But there's a big story at ProjectVeritas.com. It's linked up on Infowars.com. Facebook content moderator. If someone's wearing a mega hat, I am going to delete them for that. Facebook insider Zach McElroy will testify before Congress about the Facebook bias he's witnessed against Trump supporters and conservative causes. We are essentially in charge of what gets said and what gets stifled. McElroy says 75-80% of posts selected by Facebook's algorithm for moderator review support President Trump, Republicans, and conservative causes. Facebook Content Review Lead, it's a very progressive company who's very anti-Make America Great Again. Facebook human-directed restriction of free speech raises questions regarding companies' protections under Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act. And he joins us from the Project Veritas studios, where James O'Keefe will be joining us soon. But we are very excited to have Zach McElroy with us. Sir, thank you for joining us. Why'd you go public? And just give us the data dump right now. We salute you.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's my pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you. I'm here because, I'm here for a very specific reason, and that is to fight Internet tech censorship, Internet censorship. And as you said, I'm 1,000% committed and willing to testify in front of Congress for all the things that I've seen. And, yeah, I mean, this is the biggest issue that we're facing in the lead-up to the – one of the biggest issues that we're really seeing in the lead-up to the election. And
no, I think the public's ability to communicate and big tech surveilling us – everybody focuses on the censorship – that's not my issue, is the surveillance of what we're doing in live time. If the NSA did this, they'd all be frog marched into Guantanamo Bay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, please continue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, we've seen Mark Zuckerberg say time and time again that they don't have any bias at Facebook, and he's testified as well. He's, you know, he's given testimony saying that there's no bias, but clearly we're showing that there is. It's simply not true. And there have been... There are two big facets to this whole situation. You know, there's the policy side where they make these exceptions for their policies, and they have these policies that outright target conservatives. They have, you know, people like Laura Loomer, Milo, everybody banned. And then they have the moderators themselves, like I was. A lot of them are almost all leftists. They're almost all liberals, and they will, well, they're willing to go rogue and delete anything that they don't like. They're willing to delete any conservatives that they see.
Well, you're a major whistleblower. Let's just give people the prime approximation. What did you witness? How long were you at Facebook, and what made you go public?
Yeah, so I was with Facebook from January last year till the end of February this year, and I witnessed, for the first leg of it, I witnessed mostly policy issues. You know, I witnessed, like, the exceptions that they made that were targeting conservatives, but later on I noticed a lot of people that I was working with were, they were willing to exercise their, I guess, freedom to delete anything that they wanted with almost impunity, because there are a lot of people who never really saw any recourse for the times that they decided to delete things that they, you know.
And watching the video that's at Project Veritas that we have on Infowars.com, there's a vitriol, a pleasure, just ruling over people while Zuckerberg tells Congress it's not happening to their face.
Absolutely. I spoke to one person who I said, you know, I spoke about just taking down all of the Trump posts that you see, and they said, "Oh, I thought I was the only one. I thought, they basically said that they had been doing it the whole time, and this vitriol. The person said that it was revenge against the MAGA people.
Wow. So what made you finally decide to shoot undercover video? Because I love how Veritas, I'm sure, didn't direct you. Most of the time, it's like people just spontaneously want to show this evil, and then they show it.
Precisely. Well, yeah, right from the get-go, when I was in training, I saw all this terrible stuff, and I thought, when I was in training for the Cognizant, they were telling me about the policy, and they were telling me about all that stuff, and I thought, you know, this is terrible. I got to do something about this. I got to say something. But where am I going to go? Am I going to leak the stuff online, get sued for nothing, and nobody cares? No. And there's no other place aside from Project Veritas that does this kind of stuff. And later that year, I reached out. It kind of clicked with me finally, because I've been a fan of PV for some years, but finally clicked with me later that year that maybe they'd be interested. And sure enough, they were. And within a few weeks, we were rolling.
Well, that's really their great work. It's not just their courage, but the fact that they can actually absorb so many reports, go through them, verify them, and then get them out. And look, I don't mean this to be politically correct, but it was a policy to put Native Americans in reservations and let them die. It was a policy that black people didn't have full rights. It was a policy of Hitler for the final solution. So you watch Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter go, oh, it's a policy that we ban and restrict conservatives, and then they lie to Congress about it. So they call it a policy, but it's far from a policy. What it is an ideological bullying and a dominance and election meddling.
It's absolutely ideologically influenced. And, you know, you talk about policies. I think one of the most dangerous things that they've been doing, and this is something that was covered very famously last year, they had the clause in their violence policy that allowed for calls for violence to be made against people like Paul Joseph Watson and Milo and Laura Loomer and all these people who are on their list, their dangerous individuals list.
By the way, you forget about that, and I want to add, I'm very proud of it. I was on that list, too. They said these are individuals that you're allowed to be violent against, and then they removed that. What do you know the process of who put it on there and who removed it? Because this was pushed out to all the moderators. Can you talk about the nuts and bolts of that?
Well, Alex, I'm going to tell you right now, you'll probably be surprised, it was never removed. Publicly, they reported that that was removed, but that was never the case. They simply removed it from public policy. Actually, it was still in the private policy that was given to the moderators that they used to moderate the content. So they actually...
All right, let me stop you. This is beyond bombshell. And tell people the articles. We'll pull them up on screen, because this is a pre-script. We're live. Everybody remembers a year ago, whatever it was, Watson learned, I learned, that if it's violence directed at right-wing hate figures, you're allowed to do it. And so they dehumanized us like Hitler did the Jews, and then they said, you're now allowed to go after them, and then when they got caught, they removed it. But you're saying that was only in the public policy. The real directive stayed in place. Wow. So that is, remember Zuckerberg said last year, you can only say Alex Jones's name if it's negative. But it went beyond that. They were saying defend organized violence. My God, that's criminal mafia racketeering.
Absolutely. It's illegal. These people are responsible for this should be in jail.
So I'm going to stop interrupting. Start over. You just got me blown away right now. Major Facebook whistleblower right now. Walk through that particular story, because this is a keyhole into the whole thing.
Thank you. I believe so, too. So, very famously, they had a clause in their policy, the violence policy, that allowed for calls for violence against people who are on the dangerous individuals and organizations list. So what does that mean? Well, they allow for calls for high severity violence, which is anything that could kill somebody or severely harm them. And people like Paul Joseph Watson, yourself, Laura Loomer, Maya Leonopoulos, a lot of people were on that list, or were at least implicated in that. And they received a large public backlash for that. You know, obviously, why would anybody be allowed to have, like, basically death threats sent against them? And so they quietly removed that portion of the policy. And I think probably the reason they didn't announce it, because they didn't announce that. They rescinded it, and it was updates to the stories that broke it that said that it was removed. Probably the reason they didn't announce it is because they knew, and everybody on the content moderation side knew, that it wasn't actually removed. It was still there, well, my entire time that I was there, and it was still there when I left in late February, and it may still be there. It may still be that people can make calls for violence and perhaps death threats to people like yourself and other folks.
I am blown away right now. Zach McElroy is our guest. We have James O'Keefe coming up with him as well. But I want to learn more as a major whistleblower about what else happened. But just what he just dropped on us, that was not a mistake when they said, let people organize to kill us. And it's still going on right now. That's why they defend Antifa, why they defend BLM, all of it. This is so dangerous.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On this Tuesday, June 23rd show, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas have knocked it out of the park so many times that I don't even know how to describe each new level. But Zach McElroy was a Facebook insider. James O'Keefe's here, ProjectVeritas.com. If you're a radio listener, you've got to go to ProjectVeritas.com and actually see the full video with major moderators and managers at Facebook saying, if someone's wearing a MAGA hat, I'm going to delete them for terrorism. So there they are. You wonder what's going on. Here it is. So, James, you take over with Zach for the 9 minutes we have, please.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Yeah, this is a pretty extraordinary expose because Zach is a whistleblower, worked as a content moderator, came to us at Project Veritas, and was basically willing to wear a camera. So we had some of our other journalists go in to talk to some of the people that Zach pointed out to us and were able to corroborate a lot of this. Is one guy, Dan Will, a fellow content moderator, and he says that Facebook shadow bans, they're notorious for it. They say they don't, but it's clear that the content that comes up in the queue is targeting conservatives. Zach told me on the record, sat down for an interview with me, and said that 80% of the posts that are flagged before they go to content review, the algorithm targets Republicans. So this is the first time we've ever seen this before. A lot of those videos and images that you're seeing are some of them are recorded by Zach, some of them are recorded by some of the other people that work at Project Veritas. So I just think it's wrong for these companies to lie under oath. I think there are laws against perjury. So really the issue is, what are the people in Congress going to do about it? Zach's going to testify, and Alex, we have other whistleblowers that are about to come public. At what point does anything happen? Because you got election meddling in the company. You have this.
I was about to say, you guys have caught total election meddling and lying to Congress red-handed.
Red-handed election meddling that 2016 pales in comparison to what we have in this one video. So it's really not about election meddling. It's really to them.
Yeah, imagine if we had undercover videos of Russians controlling our telecommunications, saying we censor this whole group. We'd have them, but no, it's actually the Democrats and big tech.
Yeah, they don't. But it's not about election meddling. Not in the abstract, it isn't. What they really want is they believe that the results of the election prove that they've failed in their mission in 2016. So you have brave whistleblowers like Zach. We have a GoFundMe page for Zach. And again, Alex, as always, more people coming to Project Veritas, thanks to you, thanks to your audience. Some of these people exist amongst your audience and want to be brave and actually do something about the problem. We need more people like Zach to come public and tell their stories and wear a camera and expose what's going on.
Zach, you guys have 1,000 points the time we have. What do you want to impart to the viewers?
Oh, I want to impart the importance of ending tech censorship. You know, you cannot have a conservative movement if you're not allowed to speak your mind online. The digital town square today is the most important thing. Everybody speaks online. Everybody exists online. If you try and stifle free speech in that regard, you're going to absolutely kill a movement before it even begins. You know, I think we can't see any change unless we see, well, I don't think we can see any change in the country until we see any change in this tech censorship. We need to see D.C. We need to see congressional reform. We need to see legislation. And that's what I am hoping for, and that's what I'm willing to contribute to.
Let me ask you about this. With 132 days left, we can't wait. I mean, what can Trump do executively now to stand up against this? Because big tech just seems like they don't care. They just disregard.
Well, I know that at least one congressman is writing a letter to the Department of Justice right now based upon Zach's tapes and perjury issues, because Mark Zuckerberg testified under oath that they were not biased. I think one thing that we can ask for is transparency, Alex. In other words, we want to see these algorithms. Zach's saying there's some type of algorithm that exists that pulls content that is of a Republican nature for review by a ratio of 3-1 or 4-1.
Sure, so the filter's set to target conservatives, to persecute them.
Yes. And then they give that stuff to human beings for content review. So that algorithm, we want to see the algorithm. We deserve to. If this was happening on the other end of the spectrum, we would see the algorithm in a minute. So we're trying to see that algorithm. We want transparency.
Yeah, imagine there was an algorithm about what color somebody gets an admission to college or for a home loan. We'd see that algorithm right now.
Yeah, they're saying they don't do this, Alex. They're denying that this is even real.
That's the key. They've all testified, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the subsidiaries, that they don't do this when they're red-handed doing it.
That's right. Zuckerberg's under oath. We're about to release this little clip in a minute of them testifying that there is no bias. So what Zuckerberg has essentially done here is he's subcontracted out his bias to these third-party companies like the one that Zach worked for, this Facebook Cognizant outfit, which is where all these content reviewers do their business, because Zuckerberg wants maybe plausible deniability or a degree of separation from the...
Oh, yeah, when the Hells Angels gets banned in a town, they create a sub-motorcycle gang. That's all he's done, is like a mafia created little sub-families.
Yeah, and this is the Cognizant company that Zach worked in, and these are all the people that you're seeing on this videotape, and some of them worked for Accenture. Steve Grimmett, who was a guy that worked for Accenture, hired by Facebook. And they say that, quote, Facebook is a very progressive company and anti-MAGA, and they did a good job policing Trump supporters. There is Laura Kantakos, a content moderator from Cognizant, and talking about taking down posts for political reasons. This is the first time we've ever seen this inside Facebook. Facebook was supposed to be the moderate company, whereas Jack Dorsey at Twitter was a little more activist. And we know that Mark Zuckerberg is trying to curry favor with the president.
Oh, we know they lie to his face. They all lie to his face.
Yeah, but I think POTUS has seen this expose today. I've heard that he's seen it, and I believe that this will change his tune as it pertains to Facebook.
Well, exactly. And James, no one needs to talk about how great your organization is, but you literally, we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for your leadership and your great crew's leadership. But when you say the POTUS has seen this as pissed off, that's big news in and of itself. So, the fact is, there's not just evil in this universe. There's the whistleblowers. There's your organization. There's what we're all doing together.
Well, they're trying to, and Alex, they're trying to curry favor with Trump. That's what Facebook wants, to become buddy buddy, and they haven't tried to curry favor with me. I can tell you that we're very independent here. And
they're keeping their enemy closer. I'm sure Trump gets that.
Yes, I've read reports that they're whining and dining Trump in the White House. But the bottom line is, I think he has seen this. I think this will probably upset him. And we'll tell them the truth, that this is the biggest election meddling you've ever seen. And our call to action is they will do this more intensely as we get closer to November. And we just want people to tell their stories. We're one of the only places that people can come to with videotape. We give them the cameras. We have their back. Zach has a GoFundMe page set up for him.
It's important to support whistleblowers so they're honored and promoted and aren't scared. How do people find that, Zach?
Oh, that's GoFundMe.com/... expose Facebook. Expose Facebook is the page.
Let me just say this right now to both of you. There isn't more important work going on, period. And the word of mouth, sharing the articles at Project Veritas, sharing the live feed at InfoWars right now is so critical. And all Trump needs to know is, go try to promote a Project Veritas clip on Facebook. You'll get blocked. You'll get banned. Go try to promote a Trump clip. They'll ban it. I mean, hell, Twitter just banned a bunch of Trump stuff. It's outrageous. James O'Keefe may have to leave. If he does, that's fine. I understand. He's got videos. He's commanding a whole operation as a general. But if Zach McElroy can hold over, that'd be great as well. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. We'll see if I can entice him. He's got to go. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla. Meet my tummy.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Years on air is all the people I've got to meet. Sometimes I've sat there driving on a long road trip and thought about the things we've done together. All the people I met. From Charlton Heston to the head of Air Force Weapons Development, Buzz Aldrin. The list just keeps going from there. The Hollywood people aren't even on the list. But on the list of people I'm proud to know are those whistleblowers. Are the people that lost their career, their job, everything to tell the truth. One of those people is Zach McElroy, Facebook insider, goes there, works there, gets in, and is there with high-level managers that are bragging about the systematic discrimination against people that wear a MAGA hat. And we've had earlier Project Veritas videos where Twitter employees are like, well, who do you ban? Well, they like Alex Jones. He's the number one enemy. Or an American flag or a veteran. Don't you know it's folks that are veterans and care about the American flag that literally hold the country together? But see, these people see that as a threat. They want power. They want control. They see an active, informed, engaged person who could be white, who could be black, who could be Hispanic, who could be Asian. They see that person as a threat because they got their life squared away. And they just think we could tear it down. We could run it. And so, Zach, I could ask a lot of questions in this segment about you going public and the big Veritas video and the president seeing it and where this is going and the proof of their perjury. I mean, this is Death Star plan level stuff. This is probably the biggest tech whistleblowing stuff yet. But what are points you want to impart to viewers and listeners?
Oh, impart some points. I think it's really important to keep in mind how important tech censorship is, how important free speech on the Internet is. And don't forget, you know, you've got people at this company and other companies like this that do this job who are essentially in control of the digital town square. You know, they are what you say and what you can and can't say is essentially at the hands of people who are employed in mostly left-leaning liberal states. Almost all of them are left-leaning, and they're in charge of what you can and can't say. Remember that. And I have to say that I thank you for your kind words. I am proud to be an insider. I think the biggest, the best quote, I just love Project Veritas's quote, be brave, do something, because that's what it takes.
Again, if I jump in, you'll never get a word in edgewise. I agree. So just give us your data dump, what you want to impart.
Oh, absolutely. You want a data dump? You want me to talk about some of the more egregious bits of censorship?
Well, I could ask that, or I, since you're asking, since you're begging the question, the mindset of the chicken crap dimension behavior of vitriolically getting off on suppressing people. I mean, I would feel like a sack of garbage if I was behaving like that.
Well, I guess I can't speak to that because I'm not like that. You know, I guess I can't say what it's like to have such, as you said, vitriol for people who you disagree with because I just don't, I don't know, I just don't do that. I think all these ideologically driven actions and motives are seen on the level of the content moderators as well as at Facebook themselves. You know, all of the exceptions to these policies that we talked about, you know, they had an exception for the Alabama abortion law that was passed last year. There was an image that was trending on Instagram for a while. It said something to the effect of men shouldn't be making laws about women's bodies. Now, actually, normally, by their own standards, that actually violates hate speech. That should have been taken down for hate speech, for political political exclusion of gender, men. And they admitted as much. They said that this is something that should normally be taken down, but they made an exception for it. They decided that it was newsworthy content, so they wanted to leave it up. So that's one example of Facebook acting in an ideological manner to selectively exclude some things.
And they set this up and say it's open and free and lie to you while they're behind the scenes engaging in fraud.
Oh, absolutely. And it gets even more infuriating than that. We've seen something along the lines of, well, when the when we saw the Soleimani situation, when Soleimani was killed, shortly after that, I think there was some Iranian politician that had put a bounty on Donald Trump's head very famously for many millions of dollars. And we saw, in response to that, we saw a trend of people posting a map, a picture of a map, and they drew an arrow, and they said, "Dear Iran, this is where Trump is. He's on the golf course." And it's very implicitly, very clearly espousing some sentiment agreeing with basically telling Iran to assassinate the president. These people are basically telling Iran to assassinate the president. And Facebook decided to allow this. They said that this was this was not explicit enough. This was too implicit. So they allowed these posts of people pointing to Iran, dear Iran, he's on the golf course, and essentially allowing people to agree with the president being assassinated. But all these other things, you've got to take all those things down, but not this.
How do you think Facebook is internally responding to you showing this bombshell video that we haven't gotten to because you're here live talking about it, but it's on Infowars.com and ProjectVeritas.com? I mean, I can't be happy.
I can't imagine how they're responding. I guess we'll see in the coming days. I'm looking forward to a response. I'm looking forward to a response from Mark Zuckerberg. I think I'm also very curious to see a response from Congress. I want to see legislative action be taken about this. As I've said, I've got to keep hammering that home. Something has to be done about this. We have to do something. We have to see some pressure put on them. More than pressure, we need things to change. And if more people like me can come out and, you know, see what I did, maybe be inspired to do the same thing, all the better, and I think that's what it's going to take. I think a giant tidal wave, a tsunami of insiders, will be
Before they get full AI in control, and they're still using human intelligence, we have to have the humans come out and expose and jackknife the entire system.
Indeed, absolutely. And I'll say if you agree with what's been done, and if you feel inspired and you're on the inside, you know, send an email or send a line to, I think it's VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com, and definitely speak to Project Veritas. They'll do you right.
They will. And let's expand on that. How do people find where you are? Because you'll undoubtedly, have you been persecuted yet for what you've done?
Well, not yet. I guess it was released this morning, and a lot of people were, you know, a lot of people in our sphere of politics were very happy about it, but I think probably the people who don't like it hadn't woken up yet, so I guess we'll have to see what they have to say about it.
Yeah, let's talk about what is the culture, because I watch these videos of really troll-like, very, very wicked, like archetypal villains giggling and laughing how they suppress people. Oh, you like Trump? I wish you was a terrorist. No one ever sees you. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's very frightening, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, these are, like I said, these are people, that's just the culture, and I can't speak for it. I'm not that kind of person, so it's been really a revealing.
And they're all just SJW one-upping each other.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I think they're all, it's just their politics, I guess. You know, what else can I say?
How do they feel, like you said, like they're the victim, so they've got to rape us? It's like, I'm the victim, I'm the trillion-dollar company, so I'm going to rape you.
I couldn't speak for that. It's just all very egregious. It's all very, it's also tiresome.
How do people find you online, Zach McElroy?
Yeah, so my Twitter is Zach, that's with an H, C-A-C-H, M-C-E. That's my Twitter, Zach M-C-E. I've also got a Telegram channel, which is linked on there. And, you know, it's very trying times. They laid us all off in late February, and COVID hit, and we've been having some difficulties. So the team has been so supportive, and in the wake of this story, we've actually set up a GoFundMe. I'm very humbled. It's not something that I ever really want to do. I like to
earn my
living.
Brother, you've only raised $3,000. They raise, you know, $20 million for people that are fake. People need to support you so more people will come forward. Join us again in a couple days for an update on the aftermath.
Thank you,
Zach McElroy. God bless you, brother. We really, really appreciate you. Give people that Twitter one more time.
Oh, yeah, that's Zach with an H, M-C-E. And the GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/expose Facebook.
And you're set to testify before Congress. We'll be watching that. We'll be covering it live. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be right back with the proof that wearing masks is not mandatory. You don't want to miss this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have more big guests coming up today. Not just James O'Keefe and Gab McGinnis and the big Facebook whistleblower, but more. We'll reveal that next hour. But I have been in conversations with neighbors and friends and family. And I tell them, you know, the establishment always creates loopholes for themselves. Like, you know, the owners of Apple and Google pay almost no tax. Zero corporate. I mean, you know, they've all got armed guards and guns, but they don't want you to have a gun. You know, they get clean vaccines, you get contaminated, dirty ones. I can show you the London Guardian. And even friends and family go, Alex, there's no waiver in California or Texas or other states that you don't have to wear a mask in a store. And then I pull it up and I say California.gov. And they go like Porky Pig. Of course they can't make you wear this. A, the studies show it doesn't protect you from COVID-19. And then COVID-19 is greatly exaggerated, and they list all the regular deaths from other things on COVID-19. And it was 22 times less deaths than they said they would. And Bill Gates put out the main test all over the world that give false positives. I mean, it's fraud on fraud on fraud. You see a pile of dog manure in your yard, you don't go, I wonder if that's 90% dog manure or 100%. The whole thing from one end to the other. Here's another gross example. You're driving down the road in the middle of West Texas. You see a dead deer. There's flies all over. It's obviously been dead 4 or 5 days. You get out. You look at it. You need to kick it over to know there's maggots in there. The eyeballs have been eaten by crows. That's not good meat. The whole thing's a rotten fraud. Every aspect, every angle. And they sent people that had pneumonia or the flu to nursing homes to kill the old people to get their numbers up. And it turns out now 59%, according to the NIH, they don't even hide it. Of the death of COVID-19 out of 110,000 are people in nursing homes they killed. But family members, they couldn't visit because they didn't want you to see them killing them and getting that $52,000 bounty. The masks are about compliance for the forced inoculations and for the COVID-19 tracking tracing that's coming out on the cell phones run by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. I'm going to show you USA Today in a moment saying that. That's right. The Clintons with big tech, with Apple and Google, with Bill Gates, are going to run the system that tracks where you go and what you do and where you can eat and what jobs you can have. And they say, if you just take the vaccine, we'll have your little icon on your phone say you're in like Flynn. Talk about a cult. The good news is Gates tried to come out as our savior, like the pervert, you know, coming into the little girl's room, and she said, Mommy, rapist. So he kind of crept out of the room now because people didn't buy it. And that's the thing. They think they've got all the control, but they've got missing pieces because they're Satanists. But let's go ahead for TV viewers, radio listeners. I'll go over this for you. Let's go over the color of law fraud, these petty tyrants. The governor of California sets the precedent, and I told you other states would follow. And then Governor Greg Abbott is now literally the mini-me of Governor Psycho Newsom. He followed his orders. So Texas is not just being colonized by Californian rejects now. We are now under Governor Newsom. Governor Gavin Newsom is the governor of Texas. The governor resigned earlier yesterday and has appointed the California governor as our governor. I mean, he might as well. His earlier instincts were right that it's all a hoax, but not now because he can grandstand. So here's California Department of Public Safety, June 18, 2020. That's 5 days ago. Guidance for use of face coverings. Because it's all guidance. It's not a law. It's all a con. The following individuals are exempt from wearing a face covering. Persons age 2 or years under. Persons with a medical condition, mental health condition, or disability that prevents wearing a mask covering. You have anxiety. You have asthma. You're exempt. This includes persons with a medical condition for whom wearing a face covering would obstruct breathing or who are unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove a face covering without assistance. Persons who are hearing impaired or communicating with a person who is hearing impaired where the ability to see the mouth is essential. She's telling you're deaf. Persons for whom wearing a face covering would create a risk to the person related to the work as determined by local, state, federal, and regulations and WorkSafe guidelines. Yeah, they just passed a law in California. You're exempt if you're brown from wearing masks. I'm not joking. I'll show it to you. Persons who are obtaining a service involving the nose or face for temporary removal of the face covering is necessary to perform the service. I was trying to get my hair cut the other day, and they said, oh, you need to wear a... I said, I want my beard trimmed. And they said, literally on the phone, they said, well, you got to wear a mask. I said, I'll do it myself, and I did. With clippers and a comb. Persons are seated in a restaurant, other establishment that offers food or beverages, so you can eat. I remember watching women with burkas eat under their burka. Persons who are engaged in outdoor work or recreation, such as swimming, walking, hiking. Oh, if I want to swim, I don't have to wear a mask. Thank you. Rob Dew was out at Krause Springs this weekend outside Austin. People were wearing masks in the natural pool. Continues here. Persons who are incarcerated, prisons or jails. And it goes on. So there's California, okay? There's no law. It's a guideline. It's all a fraud. And it doesn't protect you. So when he says it's the law, do it, it's made up. By the way, the homeless are also exempt. Let's look at Austin. Look at Texas. Here is the COVID-19 guidelines and order, the county of Travis County, off the state law. Section B, face covering. When leaving one's residence, all persons over the age of 10 should wear some covering over the mouth, homemade mask, scarf, and bandanas. It's all just a submission deal. Alone in a separate single space, whether indoor or outdoor. Two, in the presence only of members of one's household or residence should you take it off. Total cult control. When pose a greater mental, physical health, safety, and security risk. So it goes on to say if you have a mental problem, you'll have to. For purposes of eating or drinking, wearing face covering is not a substitute for maintaining 6 feet social distancing, hand washing, and all the rest of their garbage. It's a total cult. So they're saying if it mentally hurts you, you don't have to. This is a joke. They don't care if it's a scarf. They don't care if it's a face mask. It's a lie. It's that when we tell you to take a vaccine or we tell you to be tracked digitally by your cell phone, you do it. And that's all this is. And so the phobia we have of these is the tyranny of the centralized control. And of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all their billions buying off the media and others, even independent media, to spout these lies. Apple and Google release coronavirus contact tracing technology for public health mobile apps. USA Today. And who runs it? George Soros and Chelsea Clinton on the board of the group that will track you in live time and then decide if you can buy or sell with a social credit score. Wow. These monsters never give up because they're not just raping kids at Epstein Island. They want to rape your health care, your future, your pension fund, your life, and they want you in a database they control, having to submit to them for the right to even do business or live your life. Incredible. COVID-19's a hoax. They use the regular deaths in the column. It was 22 times lower than what they said the death rate would be. And now they're back to kill the election with it. It's the globalists making their move. And anybody back in mask, anybody back in the lockdown is a new world order agent sworn to destroy this country. China's been open for months for business. But the bad news is they've got other new COVID viruses they're going to release as real bioweapons. And everybody groveling to this has set the stage for them to release mass culling weapons to kill you and your family. But thanks to your support and your prayers, we're still on air in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. Power number...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.